We're going to learn tonight the halachas of the 9 days up until next Shabbos, not this coming Shabbos, next Shabbos, which is Shabbos Chazon. And some of the halachas change from Sunday on, the week after this coming week. The 9 days start next Wednesday at sunset. So it'll be a little late to learn those halachas. There's some things you have to do in preparation for it next Wednesday night. So we'll learn the halachas that are nogeya from next Wednesday at sunset till Friday. And then next Wednesday, we will learn the halachas. Next Wednesday night, we'll learn the halachas that have to do with Shabbos. And from Sunday till Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. Okay. So probably going to spend both of these weeks just learning halacha and these halachas. And after, when we start again in Elul, we'll start again with the halachas of Yichud, continue them, and the Mesil Shisharim. Okay, from Rosh Chodesh Av, and again we're talking now from sunset a week from tonight. From Rosh Chodesh Av and on, Mematin B'Simcha. You try to minimize as much as possible things of Simcha, but there is specific areas that the Chachamim created. It doesn't mean you can't smile during those times, or you can't enjoy something. It means basically that in those things that the Chachamim said constitute Simcha, you don't get involved in Simcha at all. But things the Chachamim did not designate as things that are prohibited, that's not prohibited. Okay. There is a halacha, a few people asked me about this, that you should not, if you have a lawsuit, or even a din Torah with a goy, that you should not postpone it till after Tisha B'Av at least, and some hold till after the month of Av completely. Because the mazel of a Jew during Av is not so great, and Mamela, the mazel of the goy is better. So you have more of a chance of losing the lawsuit during this month. But if somebody has a lawsuit with a Jew, so either both your mazels are good or both are bad. It really doesn't affect at all. There's no inyan not to go to a din Torah with a Jew, right? Or if you're called to court by a Jew and have no choice about it, in Av, there's no reason that you should postpone it to a different time. Tuesday night? Yeah? It's Wednesday? Okay. Okay, so it's Tuesday at sunset. Then surely we have to do it then. Okay. okay. Let's see the things that are prohibited. I'll follow the order. He had her see the order. I wrote a whole paper to give the shear by, and somehow I don't have the paper here. But okay, so do without the paper. Things, not clothing. Anything that you may need to make a shechianu on when you buy it, obviously you can't buy it because you can't buy it now either. That applies even from the Shivas or Batamuz and all. Things that don't need a shechianu when you buy them, new things and are not clothing, you're allowed to buy even during the 9 days. What you're not allowed to buy is very chashuva objects of simcha, even if they don't need a shechianu. For instance, want to buy silver, a new leichter, something like that. That's a thing of simcha. And you don't make a shechion, you make a tova meitiv, because many people get a benefit out of it. Still, you're not allowed to buy those kinds of things, unless you're buying things for a chasana or whatever, and there's no time to buy it afterwards. Or you need to buy these things, and there's a sale. Or you're in a place where you can buy it, and after Tisha B'Av you won't be in a place where you could buy it. In all those situations, you're allowed to buy it during the 9 days. Building. All construction that is for a utilitarian purpose. In other words, you basically need it to live. Regular living quarters, you don't have to stop that building till Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av itself, you shouldn't have construction though. Any construction. But somebody has people building their homes or whatever, or renovating the home, and it's for living space, regular living quarters, is mutter. What is aser is anything that's specifically for pleasure, building a summer home, okay, that's totally for pleasure, a swimming pool. What else? Gazebo. Those kind of things you shouldn't build during the 9 days. The same thing goes with gardening. Planting anything that's purely for simcha, like a nice shade tree to sit under or whatever, that you shouldn't do during the 9 days. But any normal gardening, watering your grass, or watering flowers that if you don't water them, they're going to wilt, or any normal regular gardening can be done during the 9 days. Okay. Okay. Now, the major things that are also during the 9 days, and again, this starts on Tuesday at sunset. First thing is eating meat and drinking wine. And these halachas, Shaila, if they apply to children or not. Children under 3 years old, they surely don't apply to. Children between 3 and 7 or 8, there's a Shaila. Mishabura holds it do apply to children, even if they're not of a chinuch age. But outside of Misnefesh, you, what's it called, have children that keep these halachas even if they're not of an educational age, and that's how a person should conduct themselves, unless there's a special need for the child. But otherwise, any child over 3, these halachas apply to them, unless we say specifically that they don't. Okay. And they obviously apply to men, women, doesn't make a difference. Okay. The first minig, it's a minig, because the halach is only at the last meal on Tisha B'Av afternoon, before you begin the fast. If it's after mincha, that's when this halachically applies. But in minig, it applies from Rosh Chodesh. And that's you can't eat meat or drink wine. Meat includes regular meat, basar bakar. It includes delicatessen. It includes fowl, chicken. It does not include fish. But chicken and regular beef is also is included. And drinking wine includes also grape juice. Can't eat meat or drink wine during the week. You can eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. And for certain Sudas Mitzvah, person becomes Bar Mitzvah, Bris, a Pidyon HaBen, a Siyum. During this time, also there are heterim to eat meat, but there are qualifications, and if somebody has such a situation, you should ask a shayla. Okay, but in general, except for a Sudas Mitzvah, the ones that we mentioned, you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. If somebody is sick, they have to eat meat. Children who are, for whatever reason, their diet, they have to eat meat. Today, this really doesn't apply that much. There's so many meat substitutes that a child could eat and still be fine, unless a specific medical need. You shouldn't even bother asking a shayla. You can find something that's heavy in protein. The people don't eat meat altogether, so they get along without meat all the time. So surely there's other options than eating meat or fowl. But lemaise, if somebody for medical reasons needs it, it would be okay, adult or child, should ask a child. Meat means anything mamish made with meat, gravy of meat or whatever. But if something was cooked in a fleishik pot, even if the fleishik pot, you had meat made in it within 24 hours, you made potatoes in a fleishik pot, that you're allowed to eat. As long as it doesn't have actual meat gravy in it, it's okay. If you mix wine into some dish also, you shouldn't. That shouldn't be eaten either. Okay. Like we said, Shabbos, you're allowed to eat meat, even if you're makabel Shabbos early, and if you keep Shabbos late. You can eat meat at Shalosh Shuvos, as long as you're not in a place where the tzibur already daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos. But if we daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos a little bit later than the normal time, you don't have to stop eating meat as soon as it gets dark. If we daven Maariv 10, 15 minutes after that, you can eat meat within that 10, 15 minutes also, as long as it's still Shabbos for you. Okay. I'm not going to go to Siyumim and other Sudas Mitzvah. Okay. Okay, so that's the first halacha. The first halacha is meat and wine. Any questions on that? We'll do it category by category. Any questions about eating meat and drinking wine? No, that's an easy one. Okay, next. The next thing is cleaning clothing, washing clothing. Okay? This is a separate isser besides the isser of wearing freshly laundered clothing. It's two separate things. Therefore, you're not allowed to clean clothes even if you don't plan to wear them before Tisha B'Av, to clean them and put them away. So the washing of clothes itself is by minig prohibited. Okay. Now, clothing includes all clothing. In the washing halacha, don't confuse that with what you're allowed to wear or not allowed to wear freshly washed. Washing applies to all clothing. Underwear, socks, shirts, blouses, dresses, pants. Surely it applies to dry cleaning. It even applies to regular machine washing. It also applies to tablecloths, handkerchiefs, towels, all of that you're not allowed to wash from Tuesday at sunset till midday after Tisha B'Av. This year, that may not apply. We'll see about that next week. Okay. And therefore, even washing to put it away for after Tisha B'Av is also awesome. Okay. Now, what's accepted from this is the following. For hygienic purposes, for instance, you have guests come, they don't have to go on linen that somebody else slept on. You can have, for hygienic reasons, you can, if you have guests at your house, you can give them clean linen. Okay. Maybe a hotel is allowed to give out clean linen and so on. A hospital is allowed to wash their linen, or what's it called? Okay, if run out of clothing and you don't have clean clothing to wear b'chlal, then you're allowed to wash exactly what you need. Not more, but you're allowed to wash exactly what you need as long as you don't have clothing to wear. But if you do that, you shouldn't hang the clothing up publicly. You should dry it privately. Children's clothing. Children's clothing, infants for sure, you're allowed to clean no matter when or what, that's no problem. Children, halacha, the way we hold, is probably up to 7-8 years old, you're allowed to clean children's clothing. After 8 years old, you should ask a shayla, a child over 8. But up till 8 years old, children pretty much constantly dirty their clothing, and they don't wear it more than once without changing it, maybe wear it only a few hours without having to change it, and therefore, what's it called, that can all be washed regular. Okay, there's even a shita, if it's necessary, that's why you should ask your child. Till 8 years old, you can assume that it's okay to do. Any child between 8 and 12, or 8 and 11 by a girl, knows it. More than 8, but less than bar bas mitzvah. There you should ask a shayla, because there are people who are matir to wash children's clothing that are under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah till Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. In other words, the whole next week from Tuesday on would be okay to wash their clothing. But Nissan Karela holds like that. Many poskim hold not like that, but they should ask a shayla. Okay. Washing that has to be done for the sake of a mitzvah. A woman who has to wash for the sake of preparing clothing that she has to wear for a mitzvah, she can, whatever, okay, you get the idea. Okay. She needs white clothing so she can clean that. She doesn't have clean white clothing, she can clean for the sake of the mitzvah for that. Okay. So that's washing, okay? You can't send clothing to the dry cleaners. The dry cleaners, I think, close up anyway because nobody's allowed to use them. And in America, there's, or other places, Goyishu dry cleaners. There you're allowed to send clothing to the dry cleaners before the 9 days and not pick it up till after the 9 days. or pick it up during the 9 days and not wear it till after the 9 days. But here there's no goyish of dry cleaners, so therefore it's irrelevant. You can't give in clothing even before the 9 days to a Jewish dry cleaner to be done during the 9 days. So that's out of the question. Okay, next. Any question on this, on washing clothing? Anything? And again, it applies to all, what's it called, things, not just clothing, bed linen, tablecloths. If, however, you don't have a clean tablecloth for Shabbos, you can wash a tablecloth for Shabbos. Stam to wash things, again, if you don't have clean clothing to wear, you can wash what you need. But if you have, then you have to wear that and not wash others.
Hurrah.
Yeah.
If
Yes and no. If something like that, okay, let me elaborate on that. First of all, if you have a stain in a clothing and you don't want to wash the whole thing, you just want to take out the stain, rub out, that's okay. You can clean off a stain. If you have a stain that won't come out unless you wash the clothing, and if you don't wash it immediately, then it's going to get ruined or damaged, right? Or if you leave the clothing, they're really bad off. If you leave them, they're going to get moldy or something like that. In any case where not washing the clothes is going to cause a loss of money, you're allowed to wash the clothing. So if you have clothing that are smelling up the house, you have no place to put them. So it's a hygienic reason you're allowed to wash those clothing just to see to it that they don't become moldy or whatever. If they're not that bad, then you can put them whatever somewhere and nothing's going to happen to them, nothing's going to happen to you, then you can't wash them. Unless you need them because you don't have any other clean clothing. If you run out of towels, you can wash as many towels as you need to finish off the 9 days. Okay. Now, in addition to that, any clothing that was washed even before the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. So this halacha, there's a difference of opinion what it applies to. It applies to shirts, pants, blouses, dresses, skirts, outer clothing. It applies to sweaters, jackets, overcoats. All that is normal clothing, and it can't be freshly laundered or freshly washed. Okay. However, underclothing, socks and underwear, there's a big shaila, and since there are many other reasons why there's a place to be makel in the kind of washing that we do, here we paskin that you don't have to be machmir and not wear freshly laundered underwear. You're not allowed to clean them during the 9 days. But if they were cleaned before the 9 days, you don't have to not wear them during the 9 days. You can wear freshly cleaned, not dry cleaned. If you dry clean your underwear, then this doesn't apply. But if you're not such a mefunik and you put them in the washing machine, right, then this does apply. You're allowed to wear them freshly washed socks, underwear, undershirts, and so on.
Okay. Step
and pajamas.
Them?
What?
Is there any step on them?
No. There's no... You want to be machmir, you can try these on, too, or the other eight, so we'll see in a second.
Is there any prohibition to wash the shmatas that you use on the floor to clean the
shmatas? Shmatas that you use to clean the floor, they're not clothing. That's okay. It's not anything you use on your body. It's
tablecloth.
What?
Tablecloth is also
no. For a tablecloth, you use. It's part of what you use for your for eating purposes. That's considered a person's. It's not clothing, but it's like a towel or something. Okay. Now, what do you have to do? So, if you have things that you wash before the 9 days, which you're going to have because you're going to have a lot of things to wear that you're not going to be able to wash again. So you have to either try them on for a little while, and there are all different shitas of how much a little while is. going from the most strict a few hours, or some say even a half a day, or a day, to half an hour, to a few seconds. Again, because there are so many reasons to be makel that our regular washing is not bechlal oser. So here we're makel to the most kuladika sheet. You can put them on for a few seconds and take them off. And you can put them on one on top of the other. So before next Tuesday at sunset, a man who has shirts that he wants to wear for the 9 days, and they were not dry clean. Dry clean, there you should be more machmer. Suits that were dry clean, you should wear for a few hours. Shirts, the same thing, that were dry cleaned. But if they were washed in a washing machine, then you only have to put them on for a few seconds. You can put on 10, one on top of the other, right? And basically, what I do is I put on like one shirt on top of the other one, 10 of them. By the time I put the 10th one on, the first one has been on for a good few minutes. Leave the last one on for a few seconds, and then take them all off, and that's fine.
Take the first one off first?
What?
Take the first one off first.
I won't tell you how I do it. The same thing goes for pants that were not dry cleaned, dresses, blouses, all of that. You can do exactly what I just said now. If it was dry cleaned, there you should be more machmir and wear it for a longer time until the freshness of the dry cleaning is no longer there. I don't know how long that takes. Rav Yoshev holds mikra din, a half an hour is enough. So that you could be somech on that that's the regular amount of time, even for dry cleaning thing, a half an hour. Okay, but lemaisa, for things that are not dry cleaning, again, you don't have to even wait a half an hour, a few minutes is enough. Yeah.
I remember once hearing that if you don't do that or there's something you forgot.
We'll get to that. Okay. This doesn't apply for Shabbos. You're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothes, even freshly dry clean clothes for Shabbos, except you shouldn't. Well, we'll get to that next week. We'll speak about what you can wear for next Shabbos. We'll get to that next Shabbos. Now, what happens if you didn't do that? Or you ran out of clothes. So now you're allowed to wash it, but you can't wear it freshly laundered. So it's like a catch-22 situation. You're allowed to wash it, but you can't put it on. So, and you can't put it on to try it on because it's now the 9 days. It's not before the 9 days. So what you can do is one of two things. You can put it on the floor, not a well-polished, nice, clean floor. We're putting on the floor means nothing. On a unpolished, unswept floor, which is somewhat dusty, and walk over it, sit on it, or whatever. That takes away some of the freshness. It probably will make it filthy if it's really not a nice floor. Or you can do something else. You can put it in the hamper with dirty clothing for a few minutes so it loses its freshness. That's also okay. So if you have a hamper full of dirty clothing, you can put that in together with it. Or you can put it on the floor and sit on it or walk over it. You don't have to walk over it with shoes. You can take your shoes off when you walk on it. And that's also takes the freshness out of it. So again, before the 9 days, if you want it, you can put all your clothes into the hamper with that. I would rather put them on for a few seconds than do that. And that's sufficient. If you want to, I guess even before the 9 days, you could put it into the hamper or put it on the floor and sit on it or whatever. But if you're during the 9 days and you run out of things and they have to be washed or you forgot to try them on, then those two H's are okay. Okay, any questions on wearing freshly cleaned or laundered clothing? Okay. And again, children, for these halachas, if there's a place to be makel, if it's very difficult to have all your little children try on their clothes before the 9 days, you can be makel. Any child under bar mitzvah doesn't have to do this. Can wear freshly laundered clothing. For this, you could be Somach again, because there's a million reasons why our freshly clean clothing is not called freshly clean clothing. So, mitzaref that to the fact that there are people who hold that any child up to bar mitzvah anyway is okay. You could be Mekel. For sure, children up till 8 years old don't have to try on their clothes. That's for sure. But from 8 to 12 or 8 to 11 by a girl, there's a place to be machmer. If it's very difficult, you could be maker with them too.
What about if you're in a situation before the 9 days where you can't send stuff to the cleaners and stuff like that and you don't have any clothing left to wear?
You have nothing.
My social comes out.
Right, I hear.
The second day of the 9 days, I can't really send stuff to the cleaners. We're wearing the same clothes now for life, I don't know.
For an oval during shloshim, you could send things to the before the shloshim. As long as you don't wear them during shloshim.
But then afterwards, they'll be wearing the
fresh. No, you're not right here. It's not finished till.
Put
them in the hamper. Yeah. Okay. Okay, new things for sure you can't wear during the 9 days. That even applies to underwear and socks. Freshly washed things that you can wear. You don't have to try them on beforehand, but can't buy new underwear, new socks, or put on new underwear, new socks, even if you bought them before the 9 days, during the 9 days.
Even if you have no other ones?
If you have no other clothing and there's nothing to wash, then you can buy them, and you can if you have nothing else to wear, yeah, it's really not that shy. If that person has nothing mamish to wear, they have to buy new clothing during the 9 days, and you didn't know about it before the 9 days to prepare. Yeah, it's possible, but it's not a normal thing. Okay.
What about a student hat?
Suit and hat. Hats are considered clothing. You can't get a new hat. And I wouldn't advise you sitting or walking on it. Or putting it in the hamper. What?
I have the clothes already. I have it.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out Tisha B'Av. Am I allowed to wear it?
No. What comes out Tisha B'Av? Bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
You were born on Tisha B'Av? Mazel tov, maybe a Mashiach. if you are, you could wear your hat on Tisha B'Av. But you can't wear a new hat, not during the 9 days. You wear it when your bar mitzvah is on Shabbos Nachamu. So, whenever your bar mitzvah, you're not making your bar mitzvah on Tisha B'Av for sure, right? Because that would be a very cheap bar mitzvah. So whenever your bar mitzvah is, that's when you can wear your hat. Okay.
And the things like the socks and the underwear, whatever you buy for kids, can you buy new
no.
in case you're
going
to run out and then put it on the floor and step on it? Or?
No. Chatchila, better to wash old than to buy new. If you have old to buy, that's what I'm saying, it's not so shchia. All the clothes you have, all of a sudden, they're not even washable anymore and you have to buy new ones. That's in such a situation, be allowed to, but the first you wash, then if you have nothing to wash, then you can buy. But if you have to wash, you wash. It's preferable to wash. Okay, next thing. Making new clothing. You're not allowed to make new clothing, even if you don't finish it before Tisha B'Av, but to sew new clothing or to add on a new part to old clothing, like add a hem or an extension to a dress or something like that, is awesome. Okay, and the exception to that is somebody who does this for a living and is doing it for somebody else. Until Shavua Shechob al Tisha B'Av, in other words, until next Sunday, a week from this coming Sunday, a woman who works as a seamstress can sew new clothing for someone else. What's it called? They can't obviously put it on before the 9 days are over, but she can work on it during the 9 days. But for yourself, or if you're not doing it for pay, you can't do it. Okay. In addition to that, doing knitting, needlecraft, embroidery, something choshev, right? In other words, it's a regular needlepoint or something that you're going to hang somewhere nice, that you shouldn't do during the 9 days. However, what they do in camps for arts and crafts, right, which you only hang up because you don't want the kid to be embarrassed or whatever, right, but otherwise you find a way of, you know, getting rid of it quickly, or put it up somewhere where nobody sees it, that is okay to do. Camp, arts and crafts is okay. But something that's choshev, a needlepoint or whatever, those things are not okay. Weaving also not okay. You're allowed to repair garments, old things. Put on button, a button that fell off, sew up a tear, that's mutter. Yeah.
If children have hobbies, like origami and things like that, can they do that during the...
Origami's okay, it's paper.
Yeah.
What other hobbies?
Any kind of drawing or painting can be done?
Drawing and painting is okay. Okay. Shining shoes. So there's liquid shoe polish. That's not called cleaning clothing. Shoes are like clothing. Cleaning shoes means to buff them, to put on what's it called, regular shoe polish that you have to brush and buff. That you shouldn't do during the 9 days. But to polish shoes with liquid polish, that's more like dyeing them, not cleaning them. That's okay. For Shabbos, that we'll speak about next week. If you're allowed to put on Shabbos clothes for Shabbos, then you're allowed to shine your shoes for Shabbos too. If you hold you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to shine your shoes for Shabbos either. Okay, the next one is the most serious, because the hardest to do, bathing. For the entire 9 days, you're not allowed to bathe. And we'll see that Me'ikar Hadin, even the covered Shabbos mat. What you're allowed to do is wash your hands, face, and feet in cold water. Cold water means even water that you take the chill out of, room temperature water. That is the halacha. You're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet in room temperature water, and that's it. Okay. Somebody who can do that, unless you get dirty, you're allowed to wash off the dirt. If you don't need soap except for pleasure, you can't use soap. If you need soap to wash off dirt, you can wash off the spot that's dirty. If you want to wash off sweat, you can wash off the sweat. Therefore, people say, I get all sweated up, I want to take a cold shower. You really don't have to take a cold shower to wash off the sweat. That's more enjoyable. If you just want to get the sweat off, you can take a washcloth and wipe off the sweat with a wet washcloth, which will take off the sweat, but it won't give you the same pleasure of taking a nice shower. So person has to know what his intention is. If you're looking for an excuse to bathe, pleasure bathing, then it's an excuse, but it's an excuse. It's not really mikor adin okay. If you really want to get the sweat off, that's mutter, and therefore don't do it by taking a shower, do it by sponge bathing the parts that are, if your whole body is, then take a towel and wet it and wipe off the sweat. Okay, that's the Ikar Hadid. Therefore, swimming is asur, unless it's for medical purposes. You're allowed to wash even in hot water for medical purposes. Somebody has to, there's some kind of cyst or something, and they have to soak, or they have other medical problems, and they must bathe even in hot water with soap is okay. For medical reasons, for reasons other than pleasure, to get off dirt, all that's mutter. However, since Bizman Hazeh people are used to bathing daily, many people, or most people, I guess, and it's therefore very oppressive not to bathe. It's not just that you bathe for pleasure. It's if you don't bathe, it's very, very not comfortable. Therefore, there are those that are matir to take a room temperature shower. You can't go and, languish away in a hot bath, bubble bath, right? Nobody's that much of a funik. But to take a room temperature shower, even with soap, if you're using the soap to become clean, not for extra pleasure, you're not using bubble bath or those kind of, you know, things that are exhilarating, just to take off the dirt. And even if you have to shampoo your hair because it bothers you, it itches or whatever, if you don't bathe daily, all of that is mutter. It's not mutter mikra. Then it's mutter because of the nature of people today who are used to bathing daily. If you want to rely on that heter, you can. Because there is such a heter, children under bar mitzvah, definitely you can let them shower or bathe regularly till Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av and probably even till Erev Tisha B'Av. But for adults, again, for 1 week, a little more than a week, to do what the halacha says and to be uncomfortable, that's the purpose. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so to be uncomfortable. If you absolutely can't do that, right, and women have a harder time than men, I assume. I never was a woman, but I assume that women have a harder time than men. Then you can rely on this heter. Okay. In other words, it's an acceptable heter if it applies to you. If you really are doing it because not bathing would be oppressive to you, not because you want to enjoy yourself. Okay. Bathing for a mitzvah. A woman who has to bathe for a mitzvah is allowed to bathe normally, hot water, everything, or whatever. What you do Erev Shabbos, we will discuss next week. It'll be 2 days before Shabbos Chazon, and then we'll see what the halachas are for Erev Shabbos. Okay, that pretty much finishes the halachas of the 9 days, till preparing for Shabbos, and then next week we'll speak about preparing for Shabbos, the Shabbos after this, and Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Washing the floor. Regular light housework is mutter during the 9 days. You're allowed to clean up your house and you don't have to leave it a mess. Even on Tisha B'Av it could be. The Tisha B'Av, the minig is till Chatzos, you don't get involved with housework. But till Tisha B'Av, even Erev Tisha B'Av, you can do a regular house cleaning. You shouldn't, you know, start waxing your floors or washing your walls. But the regular, right, sweeping, mopping, whatever is mutter. Especially the Kavod Shabbos for sure is mutter.
Do you have a radio on right now during the 3 weeks? Is that okay?
If it's music, that's dance music, it's not okay. If it's spam to have a radio on to listen to the news, it's okay. If it's other things on the radio, then even the rest of the year they shouldn't have it on. Depends what's on.
No, I mean like a tape.
A tape of music is awesome.
What do you mean dance music is awesome? What? What do you mean dance music is awesome?
Music that you would dance to. Lebedika music is what's awesome. If you need it to soothe your nerve, if you don't need it specifically, you're doing it just for enjoyment, that also you shouldn't listen to. But if you need it, you want to listen to classical music to soothe your nerves, you need it to calm you down, put you to sleep, whatever it may be, then there's a heter for that.